As Egypt explodes in revolt, the situation in Tunisia, which overthrew its dictator 2 weeks ago, has calmed. A new transition cabinet has been sworn in, and free elections are set to take place within 6 months. Though their own revolution is far from finished, Tunisians say they're proud of what they have sparked in the Arab world. Eleanor Beardsley is back in Tunis. She sends this report.
Life is slowly returning to normal in Tunis. Cafes are once again crowded with coffee drinkers soaking up the winter sun, and stores have reopened. Enda Bassouni opened the shutters on her perfume boutique. She says sales are still way below normal, but life is better. She says she's been watching what's going on in Egypt and is worried about all the deaths and violence, but she's pulling for the people.
There are a lot of common points between Tunisia and Egypt, and I want that government to leave. It's worse than a monarchy. He should be getting ready to flee to Saudi Arabia like our president.
President Zayn El Abidine Ben Ali ruled Tunisia with an iron fist for 23 years until the people rose up and overthrew him. Their anger at corruption, repression, and poverty spread on the internet, fomenting the revolt. And the Tunisian example inspired the Egyptians. Mohamed Khalimi, who spent many years in jail under Tunisian autocrat Ben Ali, says it is marvelous to see what's going on in Egypt.
I think that we have exported a model of revolution, clean and pacific revolution, to all the dictators. This is very nice for all the Arab countries. I feel good, very, 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 very nice. I cry. Victory.
Inside a smoky restaurant, everyone is talking about events in Egypt and how it all started here.
La révolution égyptienne, c'est la phase 2 de la révolution arabe. La phase 3, je pense.
One man tells me Egypt is just phase 2 of the Tunisian revolution and there'll be more to come. Then a waiter breaks in saying, doesn't he think 30 years is enough? It's a catastrophe. And now he wants his son to take over after him?
C'est pas beaucoup. C'est une catastrophe, ça. Pourquoi il reste 30 ans? Il part. Il laisse son fils. C'est pas bien du tout, ça.
He's speaking of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, of course. People here have had it with Arab strongmen. 35-year-old Rudani Khalid, who describes himself as a father, sums up the sentiment.
L'humanité qui est en train de...
Humanity is conquering technology, and here we are struggling for basic human rights and respect. We were all but forgotten, but now a giant tsunami has just hit the Arab world.
That fabulous tsunami, says Walid, came from right here, and today he says everyone is proud to be Tunisian. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.
You're listening to NPR News.